Okay, we're on Ches Amud Aleph on the last two dots, about 15 lines up or so. Okay, so Rebbe Yehuda Oymer. Rebbe Yehuda says, yeah, you found it, go 15 lines from the bottom, about Rebbe Yehuda Oymer, Im Haya Libo V'chule. Okay, so let's hear this. This is going to get clear on the Mishnah on this one, because it's one of those, what you know the... what's the problem, whatever. So we said in the Mishnah that Rebbe Yehuda says if she's got a nice heart, basically she's nice looking, yeah, then you don't uncover her clothes. Whereas the Chomim say you do. Okay, so basically we've got the Rabbanan and we've got the Rebbe Yehuda. So Rebbe Yehuda says he's concerned about not showing beautiful women, and we're going to have a contradiction, basically, where they're going to say that opposite. Meaning Rebbe Yehuda is going to not be concerned, and then Rabbanan are going to be concerned. So we'll see. Let's see. The Mimra, is that to say to Rebbe Yehuda, Chayish Lehirura, Rebbe Yehuda is concerned about thinking about ladies, Rabbanan, Lo Chayishi, and the Rabbanan are not concerned about thinking about ladies, Vaha Ifcha. Behold, the opposite, Sheminan, we heard, Lahu, to them. Right, to Tanya, we got a Brisa. Okay, Ha'ish, it says, Mechasin, so now this is talking about, good morning, this is talking about this is a touchy subject. You know, like these kind of things, these subjects, I'm not in the past, whatever, we're talking about capital punishment, gruesomely killing people. Nice young Jewish. Skila is, right, what is it? Skila means, let's say someone who was did a very serious avera, and they had to be warned, yeah, and he said, God forbids this, you know, this is the punishment if you do this, and then they say, I'm going to do it anyway. And they did it anyway. And then the basin also try and, you know, they don't like killing people, so it's very difficult to actually get a court a case through the courts. But anyway, but this woman and this man need skila, right? So now, what's the dress code for skila? You see where we are? We're 10 lines up from, we're on the Ches Amud Aleph, about 10 lines up from the bottom. The first word on, if it's your Gemara is the same, it says a ish. So the dress code for skila. Ish mechasin oiso, we cover him, perek echad, one section milafonov, from before him, meaning it's the fig leaf, right? Basically, it's totally, yeah, one part of him, one part, thank you. He's totally naked except for, you know, the fig leaf over there.
What about the
two, three feet? Two, no. Yeah, it's interesting. Well, oh, not interesting. Maybe don't go there. What about any? And Isha and the woman, Shnei Parokim. Two Parokim.
Two areas.
Means the front and the back. Echad, you can't read it. Yeah, you jump with the gun a lot of it. Echad Milafoneha, one from in front, like the man, and also Echad Milafoneha, and one from behind, unlike the man. Why? Mipnei, because Shakula to Erva, because she's all Erva. So let's read Rashi. I know, you're looking a bit strange, but Rashi explain. So it's Kula Erva, it's the wide lines. Get a bit graphic over here. Shekula Erva, it's on the right. You see that? Kula Erva?
Right.
Yeah. Achoreha uponeha. Her behind and her front, yeah. Shebesa Boshes, the house of embarrassment, meaning her privates, yeah. Nira Mishnei Stodin, a scene from both sides.
So we're not concerned about the heart?
No, we're not. We're just concerned about, right, the base of Boshes. Okay, now that is right. So Rebbe Yehuda is not. He's not so concerned about Hilah, right? You know, I mean, this one may have a nice heart, and they're seeing it and more. So what's going on with Rebbe Yehuda? Quick recap for the people who just came. Like, Rebbe Yehuda says in the Mishnah that if she had a nice heart, we wouldn't tear down her clothes, right? So he's concerned about Hero. What we see in this brass over here. Hirhor, thinking about women. Yeah, but we see in this brass over here, when he goes to doing Skila, he's not concerned about Hirhor. Okay? And vice versa. Chomamrim, Ish Niskal Aroin. Right? A man. His arum, I suppose, with a fig leaf as well, I assume. Ve'ein isha niskelas aruma. And when a woman gets skila, it's not, she doesn't, we don't do her naked, because we're concerned about the people who think, the men. Okay, end of Brisa. Okay, so I'm a rabbi. So we're going to answer the contradiction between Rabbi Yehuda. Right, so Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, in Soita says we are concerned about Hero, and over here in Skila he's not concerned about Hero. Right, I'm a rabba, hacha time am I. What's the reason over here in Soita? Hacha in Soita. Yeah, Shema, lest, Tetsi, she's going to leave, me based in, from based in, Zakois, meritorious, means she's going to be innocent. Yeah, Vyasgoru, yeah, but, and they're going to become aroused about her. The Pirchei Kahuna. Meaning she's going to drink the
from the water.
Yeah, from the water. Yeah.
Okay. What's the difference if she's okay or not at the point?
Well,
she's definitely
going to
seize her.
Well, you'll see. Very good. You'll see that is actually that's the point. Wait, carry on. Yeah.
Can I speak up the Sarah again? Have you heard the says in our Mishnah if she's looking for the pen, and in the price, he says that a cool elbow. That seems
to apply to your elbow. No. But he shows a heart.
Only covered.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
only
covered
with
a fucking.
Right. You'll see, man. You're on a. Listen, but the continuous of the Gemara is going to answer your question. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it says that. But Hossam over there with Skila, where you put it in to death, ha, Mistalka. She is gone. There's nothing to think about anymore. She doesn't exist, right? Some people have a different girls. I think of like Skila over here, but Siluk means she's out of the picture. She's gone. Oh, v'chitema. This is Mare's, I suppose, in that kibbutz that Mare was suggesting. V'chitema, asking the agure, they're going to come to be aroused by Achronaisa with other women. Right, so they see her and they say, "Fine, you know what? too bad. She was nice. So I'll get someone else." Right. So what says the Gemara? Tamar Rava says Rava. Gemiri, we have a transmission. We know to Ein Yetzahara. The Yetzahara is not sholeit. Does not control a person, affect a person. Ella b'mer she'einov rois. Only in what his eyes see. No, so it's very good. So good, you've got a kashrut in Sfara, but actually there's a kashrut from Chagiga over here. Because when we learn Chagiga, so it says that Arias, that his Yetzirah is yeah, whether she's before, whether she's there or not there. Yeah. I mean, even when a woman's not around, you're still thinking about her.
Right, so that could be good.
Yeah, exactly. But so the choice to ask that question is a contradiction between Gemara's, but it's different if someone's dead.
Yeah, exactly.
She's gone. You know, I think because it's the chance, yeah? You're thinking about it, maybe I'll meet her like at an airport one day, or you know, like maybe we'll get her, whatever. It's the imagination, the...
Once it's really well, because you see this pretty woman, now she's dead.
She's dead, right.
Associate that with that.
Yeah, right, very good.
Why are we only worried about actually having beer? Why are we worried about the other members
of the... No, he said we're worried about Hirhor.
Right, but...
Hero itself is a problem. To be thinking about women or chasing after them. I don't know. We'll go over it. We'll see it again.
If you're so concerned, you should make them private affair.
Oh, very good. Ooh, very good. I think Tosfos addresses that at some point. It could be, yes. Yeah. So he says, actually, there's a disclaimer from Rashi about the Pirchei Kahuna, because I was thinking, it's those Pirchei Kahuna, those young Kohenim again. I'm like, yeah, right, yeah. So Rashi says a disclaimer, he says, why do we specifically point out put the Berachah Kahuna. He says, it's because they just happen to be around. It's not them. It's just they're around. Anyway, so now, says Rava. I'm a Rava. Says Rava. Yeah. De Rebbe Yehuda ad Rebbe Yehuda Kasha. Right. You said that Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Yehuda is a contradiction. But what? Rabbanan, Rabbanan, lo Kasha? But there's not a contradiction between the Rabbanan. Surely there is. There's also a why are you making the whole issue about Rabbi Yehuda? You got something against him? Yeah, the Rabbanan also have a contradiction. So you basically only solved half the story. So Ella, I'm a Rava, says Rava. The Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda with regards to the contradiction between Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah and Rabbi Yehuda of the Braisa, lo Kasha is not a Kasha. Kedashanin, like that we answered. Right? So basically, we're using the previous answer. That was a good answer. That is accepted. Now we're going to answer the contradiction between the Rabbanon. Let's just speak it out. So in our Mishnah, the Rabbanon are not concerned in Sota. They're not concerned about showing a heart. Yeah, but over here, they are. She's fully clothed when has Gila. Okay, so the Rabbanon are the Nami Lokasha. Hacha time am I? What is the reason that we basically rip her clothes in Sota? Mishum v'nivasru kol anoshim, because we want to chastise all of the women. This is like a deterrent. You say, look at this woman. You see what happens if you start schmoozing around with guys and hanging around with the wrong people? Yeah.
We're going to see all the women and the men,
some
righteous women,
that's not shy. No, even if she's a righteous woman, but still she still had to go. Husband had to warn her, says don't be in seclusion with that guy. Yeah, and she went in seclusion with that guy, this very righteous woman, right? Maybe it was a brother, so he said maybe, you know what I mean, so whatever, but at the end of the day she did ignore her husband and did go into seclusion with a guy.
So all the
Rebbetzin
tempted
you? Oh, definitely. Really? So everyone's there, all the women. We're going to see. It's a mitzvah. We'll see. There's a contradiction in the Mishnah. You'll see. We're patience. That's a Gemara coming up. We're not there yet.
You know, these are down the revision for protests. So what are those
in the Okay. Oh, so the whole reason that we start ripping the clothes is to chastise the women. But here, Hossam, over there, with regards to the Skila, Ein Lecha, there isn't to you Yisur, right, that's the word on Vivasru, there isn't any, you know, chastising or just like pain, Gadol Mizeh. This woman's being killed, so you don't need to remove her clothes. That's enough. That's, you know what I mean? So therefore, we've accomplished, right, or we don't accomplish, it's involved, we're right.
The skillet would be for an avera that's shaft to erva or for
no, skillet for erva is generally not. There's a whole list, yeah. Michal Shabbos, yeah. What's that?
Weiter,
okay. V'chi tema, I just got Baskol. V'chi tema. Yeah, and if you want to say, right, oh, so v'chitem, if you want to say la'abid beitarti, why don't you do both? Come on, may as well, you know, man. She did a lot of errors, so let's do it naked, and also chuck her off. You're right, fine. Gil's bothered by this, yeah. Why don't you do both? I mean, what's the pro? You say, at the end of the day, removing a woman's clothes is a deterrent for people, because they're going to say, oh, that's horrible. That's horrible. Don't do that, nice woman. And then also throwing off a cliff is also a deterrent. You'll go, wow, don't do a favor, that's terrible. Like, we'll see what happens to her.
The premise of the Gemara before is if there's no reason to do it, we don't do it. Why are you now saying, well, let's just do it?
Because we said the reason is for a deterrent. This is a real. That's what it said, but both are deterrents. That's what it's saying. You see, it's a play on words. Again, go back. Hossam ein lecha yisur. Yisur is from the root of an ivasru. I mean, you accomplish the same thing. We're doing exactly the same thing.
So if we accomplish the same thing, you don't need to do both.
You don't need to vote, right? Exactly. Exactly.
No,
but it says. You're saying that. Yeah, but we're saying we're saying better. More is better. Don't you feel that? Anyway, let's carry on. Yisur means it's like musa. Or Yisurin, it's related to that word. I call it chastising.
Suffering.
Right. So anyway, the Gemara is suggesting v'chi tamer la'avid bar tati. Let's do two. Okay. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba bar Avua, in the name of Rabba bar Avua, Amar Kura va'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha. You should love your neighbor like yourself. And that means one of the aspects of this mitzvah is borrow low. You should select for him a misa yofa, a nice death. Right? We tried. If you're killing somebody, at least leave them the nicest death possible.
Only do one.
So yes. So we let her keep her clothes on. Oh, but says the Gemara, Lema. You'll see from the Gemara will answer you from this. Lema Rav Nachman Tanoi. Let's say that Rav Nachman is a machlokes Tanoim. Because we see, according to the Rebbe Yehuda, she's naked. So he's doing two, right? He's killing her and she's naked. Yeah, we don't seem to care about the borrow meets the offer. And we see, according to the Rabbanan, that they say that you only do it, you only kill her. So look, says the Gemara, Dekuli Alma, Islu de Rav Nachman. Everyone holds with Rav Nachman. Yeah, and the arguing over here in the following principle. Masava bizyone adif. Right, he holds it's right. So based on Rashi, the translation is over here, it's significantly worse to be humiliated
than death.
Yes, to fame mitzara de gufa. No, it's not death. She's definitely dying over here. The point over here is that, like this, the basis is that if you're wearing your clothes, it's going to cushion your fall, right? And you're going to die slowly and more painfully. If you die naked, if you throw you off a cliff naked and they throw stones on you, you're going to die a lot quicker. So relatively, it's going to be a less painful death, but it's going to be very embarrassing. So basically, you've got a choice. Which is it? Are you going to take more? Do you want less pain or do you want less embarrassment? Okay, you hear the it's a stickle shadow, right? So that's the what we're talking about over here. So let's just read it in. Masava. This is the Chachamim, right? The Chachamim hold Bizyoyna Adif Lay. It's significantly worse to fame Yitzara Jagufe. It's more than the pain, right? And Marsava, and the other opinion holds, yeah, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Sara Jagufe is worse, is significantly worse than Adif to fame Bizyoyna than his M. Embarrassment.
We're
unclothed
clothing. I mean,
it's
just a cloth.
First of all, listen. Well, I want to tell you something. You see, all the men chose to do it naked. So the men were just like, I don't care. I'm going naked.
Just die quickly.
Right? Okay, fine. We'll stop here.